Welcome back, everybody, to Pull Hook Golf, the podcast. I'm your host, Matt Cook, and tonight we've got a very special guest, golf influencer, comedian, model. I mean, you name it, he does it. Good old Buttsy. Oh, we're going to be talking to him in just a second, and we're going to dive in. But before we do, just know that this is the Waste Management Open Special, and if you're not enjoying some nice Bushwood spirits, then don't join at all, I guess. I mean, I don't know why I just stuttered, but that was fantastic. And also, I do want to thank good old Swannies. So I'm wearing the Swannies jacket tonight. Last week, I had it on, and I'm like, you know, what am I going to wear tonight with the Botsy for the Waste Management Open Special? I don't got a whole lot of green stuff from Swannies, so I was like, you know what? The jacket tonight. We've also got the pull hook hat here, which we've got on the table as well. So make sure, folks, take advantage of the promo code PULLHOOKGOLF25 at checkout at swannies.co. Get 25% off your entire order. Bushwood, use pull hook, get 10% off your Bushwood Spirits order. And then also, folks, go to saucegolf.com, use promo code PULLHOOK50 and get 50% off of those awesome towels. Buttsy, I got to show you at some point. It's not tonight, but if we get out on the golf course, I'm going to show you this thing from Sauce Golf.
Yes, sir.
That is absolutely fantastic. They have a koozie with a handle, and on the inside, it's a microfiber towel.
Oh, my God.
So when you take a beer out to go mark your ball,
because
who doesn't mark their ball with a beer?
Right.
I mean, it's a fantastic idea.
Mm-hmm.
Then from there, you can actually clean your golf ball using the microfiber towel on the inside that is moist. It's moist in there because of the condensation. It's absolutely brilliant. Josh, let's get to know you, man, because you're the Buttsy. You're the man, the
myth,
the legend. So tell me, I mean, how did you get started in this golf game?
Oh, man. We're going back better half of a decade, to be honest with you. Before golf influencer was a thing, and Instagram allowed you to post photos. That was about it. There was no video, anything like that. So I chose to drink my beer at Papago Golf Club.
Good old Papago.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And I would go out there on Fridays after work, sit in the cart barn, shoot the shit with guys coming off the course, getting to know the boys. We become good friends. Well, one of them had started a page. His name's Kyle. He runs the cart barn guys page. And through a bunch of good times and making jokes and blah, 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 he would dangle a mic. And he did this for, I don't know, like a week. He's dangling the mic. I'm there, right? I said, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not into that. Like, I'm not going to. Social media is dumb. You know, I'm older. So
this,
we're on the forefront of this. So one day I do it. I said, what do you want me to do? And he's like, dude, put the mic in your pocket, mic up, go over by the chipping green. I'm going to set up my phone, and we're just going to film you and just go do what you do. I was like, I don't know what you mean. But so anyways, we started putting out what would be called Lessons with Buttsy. And we dropped those every Friday. And we did that for a couple years. And all of a sudden, the following came on, and people started sending me free shit. And next thing you know, it's like, all right, I'm an influencer, I guess. And
this fell in your lap.
It's unbelievable. So, yeah, that's what we did. That's kind of how it started, if you will. And here we are.
Love that. I mean, so obviously you get with Kyle. You're at Papago. You're just hanging around. He's dangling a mic in front of your face.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, you're getting free shit sent to you, and you're a golf influencer.
Exactly.
I mean, not that you chose that path, but you really have embraced it.
Absolutely, man. I have this has given me an opportunity to meet people that I never would have met. I mean, my God, fast forward 2 years after that, and I found myself in John Daly's backyard. Can't even believe it. I'm hanging out with John Daly. Well, why did that happen? Well, because you put dumb fucking videos out on Instagram, and somehow, some way, here you are. So, yeah, it's been worth it. I've met some really good people along the way, and we're going to keep going.
I absolutely love it. I think it's, I mean, your stuff is hilarious, especially the Papago stuff, to when you would just go up behind a guy, let him know that, oh, I'm just waiting on your spot. And some of those videos, I absolutely die. The range videos are absolutely fantastic. Mm-hmm. So that's how you got into it.
Yeah.
I mean, tell me a little bit about your actual golf game, though. I mean, what are we dealing with here?
Oh, man. Well, just like you, I think we both agree we're both addicted to the game.
Oh, absolutely.
I found it at about 12 years old. I was playing baseball at the time, switched over, golf, hit a golf shot, hit one good, permanently hooked. That would lead into 8 to 10 hours a day, 7 days a week, completely psychotically addicted, and I got pretty good at it. Ended up playing high school golf, played some junior college golf, and even played a little bit of mini tour golf, and now I'm kind of a has-been of that, which, you know, we all still think we can play, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, I mean, game's there, but...
it's somewhere.
It varies, man. I can shoot 68 or I can shoot 88, and I'm sure you can relate to that. It's
I really can. You should look at my gain. I mean, my gain is literally for the past like 7 months is all in the 80s, and
yet looks like somebody's suffering from cardiac arrest.
I was a plus 0.5 for the longest time. I'm like, this gain shit isn't working out for me.
Exactly. Yes.
That one fucking 68 and a couple of even pars, and it's like, God damn it.
So yeah, you asked me how the game is. That's it. It can be really good or it can be really fucking bad, and I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that. But yeah. I love the game, and I will probably die playing the game. So,
all right. So, I mean, you're telling me that you're a stick. I feel like I'm still a stick in
sometimes.
A lot of ways, and I definitely think we got to get out there at some point.
We have to. We have to trade money. I mean, we have to beat the shit out of each other. That's a bond, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's how you become really good friends.
That's how you become golf Eskimo brothers right there.
Literally.
Swapping money back and forth.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. So, really excited about that.
Yes, sir. I can't wait.
But let's get into now what we are here for.
Yes.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
We have a very special week.
We are going to break down the Waste Management Phoenix Open in a way that I don't think has ever been done before. Hasn't been done on subpar. Hasn't been done on foreplay. It's going to be done on pole hook golf right now. And here we go. There are three different levels to the People's Open. So for anybody that has not been to the People's Open, which is one of my favorite golf tournaments. I've been going since I was like 13 years old because I came out to visit my grandma who moved out here, and she's like, oh, there's a PGA Tour event going on. I was like, Grandma, I'd love
Such
to go.
Such an understatement.
Would love to go.
Yes.
She drops me off. I go by myself.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah. So when it comes to knowing the Waste Management Open, and that was just the Phoenix Open back then.
Yeah.
It wasn't as crazy as it is today, but the People's Open, here we go. So there's three different levels to it. We've got the golf fan, like the real golf fan who is there to see some golf. We've got the party animals. And we've got the fashionistas. So these are going to be our three main segments that we're going to spend some time on. We're going to swap some stories here. We're going to get real comfortable in a few minutes. And then I just want to ask you, before we dive into those specific topics, do you think this is where Liv got the idea?
There's no question.
I mean, right?
There's no question. It's not refutable. Like, it's 100% facts. They took the most brilliant fan entertaining event, which it's this.
Yeah.
This is it. And they attempted to replicate it at every event that they play.
This is the People's Super Bowl.
Yes, sir. Yes,
during the Super Bowl.
Yep. So, you are absolutely right.
Yeah, it's just ironic.
No question.
Yeah. Fantastic stuff. So let's start with the golf fan. We're going to start easing into this. All right. So we're going to start with the golf fan. The golf fan. What is your recommendation for the golf fan? And I've got some ideas around this as well, but I want to get your take real quick.
Well, you say the golf fan. We're talking the guy that
doesn't want to have to deal with the music, doesn't want everybody like sloshed around him. Where does he go?
And you can spot this guy, right?
Oh, absolutely.
There's
he's got the golf clothes on.
He's wearing golf shoes. I've even seen people wear golf gloves or have one in their back pocket.
You ever seen the metal spikes, though?
Get out of town,
dude. I mean,
when somebody's clicking down the cart path and they're at a golf tournament, what are you doing, sir?
They might be doing something special.
But I love that. He's devout. He loves the game. That's his deal. The golf fan, man. So this guy is probably trying, and especially at the Waste Management Phoenix Open, he's trying to get as far away. He's trying to find a refuge. He's trying to find as few people as possible. And attempt to, if he can, watch some golf.
Yeah.
That's him.
Yeah.
He's going out to 13. He's getting there. When the gates open at 7, everybody's going to 16. His ass, he's gone.
Gone.
He's going to the farthest part of the golf course you can go. There's no bars. There's nothing around. He's going to sit on a hill, and he's going to watch his favorite player come through. That's him.
He's got his chair.
Yes.
He is ready to go.
Oh, he's got the three-prong chair,
He didn't
sure.
rent it. Yep. I mean, this guy bought it at Costco ages ago.
Dial.
Like, there are logos on that chair that you would not know today, folks.
He has a tournament loadout.
Yeah.
He literally, if you will, he's got shit that he has prepared. So That's the golf fan.
And just to describe this for you guys, so the 13th hole is about as far away from the clubhouse as you can get.
Yes,
basically, all the partying goes on around once you enter. That is kind of the main area. You can get out a few holes here and there. I mean, 16, obviously, which is behind us, becomes an absolute madhouse. But 18 has really become the party spot for the majority of the golf fans. We'll be talking about that in just a second.
You're absolutely right.
However, this golf guy, I got to get back to him because he either goes straight out to 13 or he picks a group. And he's like, this is a group that I am going to follow today.
I am following this group devoutly all day.
And, man, when they get around the big crowds, they just, you can look at their face and tell that they're disgusted.
They have a shit face.
They're disgusted.
They hate everybody else that's there.
I'm pretty sure they have the exact same face when they're on the toilet in the morning.
100%.
Just pushing it out.
Pushing out a rotten log.
Maybe some diarrhea going on.
Well, depending. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, I've seen some faces out there. They get real angry at the loudness.
Yes. So this guy is absolutely, he hates the common man. he hates the average tournament goer. Now, we talked about this before we started this tonight, and we said, how many people are going to the Waste Management and actually going there to watch golf? You said 20.
I said 20%.
I made up a weird number. I said 16 to 18%.
Yeah, you got real specific.
I did.
You gave a little range.
Well, I think that's pretty spot on. And like you said, you can spot these motherfuckers, and pardon my language, but
they
are obvious as day, and they are
staying
away from
the crowd. Fuck those motherfuckers.
But what's weird is they huddle together. It's like a little group of gnats, and they're all wearing golf shoes, and they're out on 13.
My God, folks, are their golf shirts tucked in? Don't think that this is like
they're
untucked. They are tucked in. They've got a white belt.
They're ready to play.
For sure. Or if they're like 75 years old, they've got like that old alligator brown belt.
Yes.
Oh, lovely.
Yes, sir.
Lovely.
Above the belly.
Pure class.
Yep.
They might even have some socks that come up to their calves.
1,000%.
Fucking hate that look. That's a terrible look.
Yep.
They're waiting for a flood. They're always prepared. So, now, with that being said, the golf fan, and as we go through this is for you, the golf fan. I'm sorry. We're picking on you a little bit, but
we love you.
At the end of the day, let's break down the field a little bit because we've got quite a few Scottsdale guys that now are at the top of golf because some of the guys ended. Well, actually, we lost a lot of Scottsdale guys to live golf,
you,
too.
Sorry.
But we kept a few. So, the Scottsdale guys, we've got Max Homa, we've got Wyndham Clark, we've got Tony Finau, Joel Damon. I almost forgot to put Joel on this, but then I saw the Netflix flyer, and he's all the way in the goddamn back.
Mm-hmm.
He's like sitting back there, like, no big deal. No big deal.
Right.
Rory's up front in his stance. You got Joel back there, just like common man.
Exactly.
I'm just kind of watching.
I belong.
Yeah. Kevin Streelman and then Aaron Baddeley. Now, we do not know if Kevin Streelman's going to be playing. He pulled out of the Farmers Insurance Open pulled a little muscle in the back. Disappointing to see. And it's one of those soft tissue deals. So you never know when he's going to be able to get back on the golf course. He wants to be back for the Scottsdale people. And that's what I was talking about. Seeing him, there was a guy out there last year.
He loves this.
Loves it.
Yes.
But there was a guy yelling, Kevin! Kevin!
Kevin!
I know your cousin! Like, just screaming at him on the 10th tee. And, like, he didn't break form. Did not break form. I'm like,
acknowledge
it. He's got earplugs in.
Well.
100%.
That's part of the deal, right?
You got to.
Yeah, they have that.
But, so, if he plays, fantastic. He always plays pretty well there. And then, here's the other ones. So, I'm going to leave two Scottsdale guys for past champions.
Okay.
Because there are a couple guys that won.
Okay.
So we've got some past champions. We got Scottie Scheffler. Hideki Matsuyama.
Matsuyama!
Ha!
Hi!
Hi! So he plays pretty well there. So then we got past winners once again. Gary Woodland. Good old Woodland is just a little fade in there, folks. So just if you ever want to drop that in while you're playing some golf, if you see a nice little drop in coming from, well, which side of the ball are you playing on?
You mean me personally?
Yeah, you personally.
Well, some would say the wrong side.
Okay. I thought you were lefty.
In all reality, you guys are fucking idiots. it's the right side. I don't know if
So for me, it would be a little drop into the right. For you, it would be a little drop in from the left.
Yes.
And you just call a little Woodland on those, okay?
Little
Woody. So just drop that into the group the next time you're playing.
Little G-dub.
And then good old Aaron Baddeley, which, I mean, my God, he's in the field. I haven't seen much
of him. How old is Aaron Baddeley?
He's got to be getting up there.
40?
Yeah, at least.
45?
Yeah.
But he's
his hair's fantastic.
Oh, my God.
Long, straight,
I'm of the belief that he wouldn't wear shoes if he didn't have to. Yeah, I watched this guy hit balls one day at True Spec Golf. Yeah. No shoes on. Let me get fit for a driver and dig my toenails into the turf. So,
oh, my God. Anyways, I never thought of him as a surfer in the desert.
He is 100% that guy. He's got sharpened nails so he can dig into the turf. Anyways, we'll get there later. So, go on.
Makes a lot of sense. Now that you say it. Fucking love that. And then I saw this one and I just about lost my mind.
Sure.
Because I remember when his dad played. Kevin Stadler's going to be out there. Just an absolute. Guys, if you're not familiar with Kevin Stadler. So this guy loses it. His dad used to lose it.
Oh.
He was one of the absolute greatest personalities PGA Tour.
Yes, sir, he was.
And Kevin kind of followed suit, but Kevin was just angry, I feel like, in a lot of ways.
Had a chip.
He was just like dropping a lot of F-bombs out there, tossing some clubs around. I mean, giving us some good Matt Every vibes because...
Fun side real quick.
Yeah.
I saw him out at the Plantation Golf Course in Palm Desert playing with some guys. He came in. And I said, it's a pleasure to meet you, Colton Ost. Did not like that at all. Let me tell you. Sorry, go ahead.
That bush would taste good going down.
I apologize.
And it smells pretty good coming through your nose.
He looked at me like, I'm going to kill this motherfucker.
Holy
shit. So, anyways, go on.
I mean, I got some balls there, Butsy.
Well, absolutely. I don't care. I think it's hilarious. We
got
to do it.
That's fucking great. And then we got some big names. We got some big names.
Yes, sir.
We got Jordan Spieth.
Yep.
You know, he's going to be talking to his ball out there. Some drunk people are going to be like, why is that guy talking to himself? Don't know.
That's what he does.
Yeah, loves it. Justin Thomas, one of the great needlers of the game.
Oh, my Lord.
I was talking about this with Lance Bennett last week to where he's a PGA Tour caddy. He caddied for Kuchar for close to 10 years.
Yes, sir.
And literally, he's like, one of the best needlers is Justin Thomas. But the best needler of all is Tiger Woods.
Oh.
And... The funny thing is, nobody who is just like watching golf on TV will ever notice this. The tampon deal, loved it. But that is not like Tiger on a private club with just the boys. I have heard so many great one-liners from
best
him
of luck.
That you just can't put on unless you're on a pay-per-view.
Like he's the best at it.
Like, no, he is the best
he
at it.
He owns it.
Yeah.
And you can't say shit.
No.
Because it's Tiger.
But Justin Thomas is following in his footsteps
and
is right there with him. So great to see Justin Thomas playing well, by the way, again.
Yeah.
Kudos to him and shout out.
Victor, I might take Justin this week, actually.
I know. I actually really like that.
I got a feeling about him. I really do.
Listen, he's playing well at Pebble right now, so.
What a tournament to win for him.
My God, it would be
great. Go on.
I mean, the People's Open, he's a People's kind of guy.
Yes.
Now, and then, are we going to let Minwoo Lee cook this week? I wonder.
That's kind of his thing,
that's
right?
That's his thing.
Yeah,
let him cook.
He's kind of taken that on.
He really has.
That's his personality now.
I don't know if his family owns a hibachi shop or something.
What I thought.
Yeah, me too.
That's what I thought.
I'm like, oh, he's a chef.
Yeah, you own a hibachi grill somewhere. I get it. We're throwing shrimp at people.
That's why he's got strong hands.
See, you know. Yeah. You absolutely get it.
And that's why he bombs the ball, folks. Strong hands, strong wrist.
He actually does bomb.
He does.
He secretly bombs it.
He's one of the longer guys on tour. 62
pounds, soaking wet, and absolutely shits on the golf ball.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. And an underrated mullet. Underrated.
Business in the front, part in the back. A tale as old as time.
All day, every day. Mm-hmm. So, who are you most, after listing out all those guys, who are you most excited to see this year, Buttsy?
Is Tom Kim playing?
God, I don't know. He's one of my favorite players, though.
He's my guy. Tom Kim is my guy. So if he's playing this week, he's my guy.
Love that. I'm jealous right now that you brought him up.
He's
and
just
I did
him.
Not, but I've got.
Sorry. Didn't mean to throw a curveball.
Jesus
at you.
Christ.
I apologize.
I mean, throw me for a loop right there. I mean, he wasn't even on the goddamn list. And all of a sudden, you throw in good old Tommy
you
Kim.
You have to.
Oh, shit. Tom Kim, love you. Yeah, and I can't believe Joe Skovran left his bag for Aberg. Like, literally on the broadcast today, every announcer called him a different last name.
What did they say?
They said,
can you recite this?
Oberg, which I have heard is
Holberg?
The... Oberg. So the A...
With, silent.
The A with the two little dots on top, those two little fuck marks, those are apparently, like, it softens
it
the A.
It actually means something.
It means Oberg. Olberg. It's like Angelberg. So I'm not quite sure, be quite honest with you, as to what the fuck it is. But I don't even know if he's playing this. I think he is playing this week.
That is too funny.
But that's going to be great to finally get a pronunciation correct for him. And then, I'm really looking forward to go to old Max Homa. You know, I don't get to
now,
see Max
there
Homa
you go.
Enough.
There you go.
I'm Max a homer Homa. Right now.
Well.
For Homa.
Max Homa is a really good golfer. There is a very good chance that he lights up in this atmosphere and loves the people. And I think he does like the people.
You know,
there's a lot of guys that say they do, but
he does.
That's a game. He actually does. He thrives on it.
He's a great Twitter personality. And what's crazy, this Twitter world is fucking nuts. It's nuts.
He's undefeated on Twitter.
I need some more fucking bush.
Dude, pour up. Because Max Homa is fucking undefeated on Twitter. He ruins people's lives on Twitter.
Oh, people. Yeah, he really does.
He dances around. He like looks at it for a month and he goes, I'm going to make a comment.
Yeah.
And then he does.
And then he destroys.
And it's like the Lord has spoken. Like, Max Homa just destroyed somebody else and 15,000 other people that were standing behind it. Yeah. So
most of the time you go, you hate to see somebody's life get destroyed, but in this case, you love to see
Max
it.
Homa, destroyer of worlds.
You love to see
destroyer
it.
Destroyer of worlds.
Yeah, yes, absolutely sir. Love it. So there you go, folks. That's who we're looking forward to. Good old Tommy Kim over here with Buttsy. I'm a Homa guy, so really looking forward to that.
We don't know if Tom Kim's competing in
the tournament. We don't, but if that's okay. If he is, Buttsy's going to lose his mind out there.
I'm going to lose my money, too, because I'm betting on him. So anyways. Carry on.
And then apparently the weather could be a factor. So
I heard Thursday and Friday are going
to
be shit.
Yeah, real cold. Yeah, the
maybe
morning
rain,
rounds.
Right?
So pay attention to the pairings and tee times, folks. Because if you get kind of a mid-morning and then a mid-afternoon type of setup on Thursday, Friday, that could bode really well to some good golf.
Now a quick word from our sponsor. Swannies is here with a fresh take. Performance-based materials are a given these days. But if you're looking for the stretchiest and most lightweight pieces that deliver a look that says, I'm here for a good time, take a walk on the Swannies side. With fabric sourced from recycled plastics and designs sourced from our very own weekend warriors, Swannies is looking out for both our planet and those that need a little style to boost their drive another 15 yards. Premium looks from top to bottom at swannies.co.
Now, do people really realize that that happens on the PGA Tour? Do they really realize, like, if you get a 705 versus an 1132, you are at such an advantage? Like, that plays.
Yeah.
That plays.
Yeah, it really does. So, it does. Because I've had so many caddies on, they talk about it all the time.
Guys are hitting balls under the lights in the morning.
Yeah, it's not good. I mean, you could really get fucked by a bad tee time.
Mm-hmm.
It happens, and it happens a lot. So beware of that, folks, when you're putting out your bets.
There you go.
And then, betting-wise, I mean, you're going to be betting on Tom Kim? Is that your
pick? Tom Kim. If
he's
in.
Is he your dark horse?
He's just my guy. I think over the next 10 years, if I bet on him, I'm going to win 3 or 4 times. Like, I think he's going to be a guy. I just think he's going to be a guy. I do. That's it.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's all.
So, if Tom Kim's playing... Which, by the way,
we
folks,
don't know.
We don't. It
we don't
not,
know if he's committed.
It was not in my prep.
I apologize.
I
you sent me the notes.
Yeah,
I apologize.
But I got to tell you, it's a hell of a pick. Hell of a pick. And if I miss Tom Kim on that list, I'm going to be mad at myself because Tommy Kim is one of my absolute favorites.
What a G.
And I put in Minwoo Lee instead of him. I mean, come on,
well,
man. Get your shit together.
But that's a wonderful pick as well.
It's not bad. You got to let him cook.
Yes,
so
sir.
My pick is I'm actually stealing what you said. I'm going with Justin Thomas. Gonna go with JT.
JT's.
Yeah. My dark horse, though.
Dark horse.
Dark horse.
Who is it?
I'm gonna go Kevin Stadler.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I don't think there's a shot in hell,
what
folks.
What are his odds?
But he's a, well, that's
500,000.
He's a dark horse. I mean,
but
think of
if?
A dark horse.
Well, here, check it out. Who does Nick Dunlap just won? What did he win?
He won out at Palm Springs. He won the. Oh, God, the Amex.
So if you go back and look at DraftKings and you look at, like, winning as an amateur, I think it was, like, 1.4 million to one.
Jesus Christ, why did I not see
if you would have put $5 on him.
So, he shot 60 on Monday.
Here's the
before
thing, right?
The tournament.
It's golf.
Yeah.
So, Stadler, I'm not going to hate on that.
No, you should, because it's a dark horse.
Well, it's a dark horse.
You should say that's a terrible fucking pick, Matt. And I'm going to go
6-4, 6-4, and like...
He's won there before.
It's his goal. He lives here. Yeah. It's his deal.
Yeah. Loves it.
Yep.
How about you? You got a dark horse? Don't throw out Tom Kim again.
No, I've already thrown my dark horse.
He kind of is the dark horse.
Is Fowler playing?
Ricky is.
So, yep. One of my best friends is his caddy, also named Ricky. And
Joe Scaver moved on.
Has he won there?
Joe Scaver's no longer
Ricky's won, right? At Phoenix?
Yes, he... No.
When did he win?
Yes, he did.
When did he win? No.
He's
like 5 years ago?
He's a past winner, yeah.
So
it was about 5 years ago.
You can't really call him a dark horse because he's one of the best players in the game, but...
I think that's okay.
That would be my
dark
horse. Fowler's my dark horse.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
And he's been playing well.
Hasn't showed up yet.
No, not yet this year. But last year...
Hasn't been in the top three, top five, but he's my guy.
I can't believe it, folks. We're getting to the point.
Here we go.
We're at now. This is the fun part of the show. If you haven't already realized that this is going to be a shit show in terms of...
it already is.
Yeah, I mean, and not in terms of bad, by the way.
No,
like,
God,
this has been fantastic.
What are you
I'm having
about?
An absolute blast.
Me too.
So here's the thing. Let's get into the party. This is for you, Chad. Okay? Chad?
Oh,
this is
Chadwick.
Where you're going to be all week. This
the
is your
guy.
First time. Yeah. He's a freshman at ASU.
Oh.
He's going up with his frat buddies, and he wants to, you know, be the Chad to show them, like, this is what you do. I'm so far ahead in terms of my knowledge that we're going to do all of these things because I heard it on the Pole Hook Golf Podcast with Matt and Buttsy.
Well,
so
here's what you can count on.
Yep. Get to it.
If you roll in Saturday morning, you're probably going to see a couple Chads left over from last night that never left the grounds.
Yeah.
They're going
to
be asleep. They're on the ground.
yeah,
they have some sort of a mock turtle polo on and some sort of Bermuda shorts that are cut at least 4 inches above the knee.
Ooh.
That's your guy. That's Chad.
They love
that's
the
Chad.
Inseam. Yep.
The boat shoe is still in.
Oh.
He's still wearing that.
Didn't know that.
Dude, the boat shoe's still in. It hasn't gone anywhere.
I thought I was relevant.
That's him. No socks. Smells like shit. That's our guy.
I'm buying in.
That's Chad. And there are 1.8 billion of them at this golf tournament.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, there are. How what we did the percentage on the real golf fan. What's your percentage on the Chad?
Okay, so we said 20% on the real
golf.
No,
I'm going
guy.
With you. The 16 to 18%
okay.
sounds so real.
All right, so now you can do math. Oh God. All right, let's say the next 74.8% are the Chad guy.
Wow.
The party guy.
You're not leaving a lot for the fashionistas.
He's not aware of life. He hasn't been alive very long. He's entering college or maybe he goes to ASU.
Yeah.
And he's in town and, well, this is what we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
This is where we go.
And the mistake, folks,
this is where we make our mark.
Is trying to go to 16. That is the biggest mistake that you can make as the Chad, okay? So
you might die.
You think you might fall out of the stands.
Yes.
You might be the first death
yes, sir.
At the waste management.
Yes,
or
sir.
You might be the guy who's walking and he thinks he's walking a straight line, but only his legs are, and his top half is actually to the side.
Well, that's called the CZZ. Do you know what that is?
No, please elaborate.
That's the Chad zigzag.
Oh, the Chad zigzag.
Yeah, we might have just made that up, but it's a real thing.
It is.
100%. You will see these guys.
If you don't see it, even the golf fan, as they're exiting,
yes.
they're going to see this. It is prevalent.
It will happen.
Yeah, people turn into zombies out there.
They do. People
I mean,
don't realize.
Yeah. I've seen a guy almost get stabbed because somebody thought he was a zombie.
The guy almost gets stabbed.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It just...
Anyway,
you got to watch out for those.
Yeah, so yeah. There is going to be a bunch of frat.
Listen, go to the 18th hole. The 18th hole is the new party hole because
really
you've
is.
Got...
It really is.
You've
You're
got
right.
Scottsdale
right.
nightclubs that have set
sponsoring.
Up... Sponsoring. Full tents that have, like... I went to one, and last year was the first time I've ever gone to one of the clubs...
Fuck boys.
...at 18th hole
Come
on a
on
Saturday.
In.
I thought I was having a seizure. I didn't realize that they had strobe lights just blasting. And then the music. I mean, you think live golf is golf but louder? Holy fuck.
Bro.
If it got any louder, my ears were going to bust.
It's like
bust.
Literally they took Old Town, the essence of Old Town,
they
and
did.
They transplanted it to a golf tournament.
110%.
That's what's going on out there. And if you've never been to this golf tournament or you live in the Midwest or whatever, this is happening. This is absolutely, like, it's hard to tell people.
It is, because it's so unfathomable. I took my wife last year.
It's so ridiculous.
My wife, from New York, doesn't go to a lot of golf tournaments, but I've taken her to a few, and all of a sudden, I'm telling her, she goes, what should I expect? She's like, what should I dress like?
Yeah.
And I'm like, hon, that's the wrong question to ask me. I cannot tell you what those women dress like out there because I do not want you in it.
They might
and
be
she
naked.
Just, she did not believe me. I tried explaining. I like gave her the heart to heart. I'm like, honey, you're going to see naked women. You're going to see naked women out there.
No
I promise you.
Way.
There's no chance. It's cold outside.
Oh,
there's no way.
Oh, yeah.
Hon? And as soon as we were leaving, her eyes were like she just went to Disneyland for
the
first
time. Did she look at you like, you're
a legend?
Wow. Holy shit.
She's like, oh my God, you were telling me the truth.
Only here, only in Scottsdale. It happens one time a year. It's a special thing.
It is.
It's the crazy. It's part of it should probably be illegal.
It really should. But I mean, we're going to get to the fashionistas in a second.
Very good, very good.
And my God. She was just blown away to where she wants to go every year now. Not because she wants
she
to dress.
It.
Oh, she loved. Because here's the thing: we're from New York City. So literally, I moved
New
back
York
out here.
City.
Yeah, I went to Grand Canyon University, but then I went back to New York City. We end up meeting and everything, and then we moved back out. So the whole thing is that like we have seen everything. If you're from New York City, you have seen everything. You have seen pornos being filmed in Times Square. Like you're just like you're numb to a lot of stuff. But she did not expect this to go down.
Is real and it's actually happening.
Unbelievable action out there, and the people watching, and we're people watchers. Like if you live in New York City, you have to be a people.
I don't want to like stew on this, but. It's absolutely true. What you see at this golf tournament is like no other place you've ever been on earth, and it's happening, and somehow it's legal, and there's 500,000 people doing it.
It should not be legal.
No.
Let's just put it that way.
No.
It should not be
Saturday
legal.
Saturday afternoon at 3:30, if you're still on the grounds, like there is some shit going down, and you're going, where are the cops? Like... This is not okay.
There's crimes going down.
There are tits out. I mean, there are naked women running around.
So to the Chad, go to the 18th hole.
I love it.
Yeah. Love it. Pump it up.
Fucking love it.
I mean, you get the fist pumps going, which by the way, I have never stopped doing since I watched the Jersey Shore for the first time. Well, I was just nobody. I mean, you have to give a good fist pump. Tiger did. Tiger gave a great fist bump.
Looks like something
up and around.
Different, but
up
anyway.
And around. Okay. Yeah. By the way, if you need a tutorial on a good fist bump,
follow
up
my YouTube
and around.
I have something for you.
There you go. Get over there to Matthew's page.
Very good.
Okay.
Carry on.
So, I mean, we kind of hit it for the Chad, but 16, by the way, unless you want to wait in this ridiculous line that never moves. Because people pee themselves once they get up into the stands here at 16, which, by the way, is nuts. You have to do it at least once in your life. It's kind of like going on New Year's Eve to Times Square and standing there. What a lot of people don't realize, you're standing there at Times Square, and you can't move. You're like a sardine in a little jar. Mm-hmm. And by the way, folks, yes, where do you defecate? Right there.
Well,
you piss right next to the person you're next
if
to.
If I could. There's something in Spain that happens, and it's called the running of the bulls.
Oh, okay. Love that you brought that up.
And there's a lot of similarities because here's the deal, folks. The gates open at 7. So there are people literally camping out from 4:30. Maybe they're there from the night before. God knows who. And they're 3,000 people deep, and they're all trying to get to 16 to get a spot for the day. And that fucking, it's like a NASCAR guy goes, go!
Three people died last year.
100%. Have people actually died at the tournament?
That's not
Can
real.
Can we confirm that?
No. No. Okay. That's fake news, folks. I'm really sorry
for
that.
But I really can't believe it doesn't happen. When that
you
fucking,
would think.
When that gate drops, they're on their way to 16.
And it's at 4 a.m.
Dude.
Yeah.
7 a.m. rolls around. Gates open. Literally, if you can imagine, 60,000 people darting to a hole. It's I can't believe nobody's died.
I know.
Anyways.
It's like getting trampled by a million people.
Yes,
if you
sir.
Fall.
It's nobody's the Buffalo falling, run. It's crazy.
That's drunk people for you, you know?
Scottsdale.
Nobody falls when you're drunk. So you just got to keep good. That. All right. This is the fashion show portion.
So you said fashionistas, and you actually sent me the notes to this. And I read that, and I went, what does he mean?
What is
that?
A fashionista?
And I'll let you kind of, because I know I can speak to it, but I don't know exactly what you mean. What is a fashionista?
Let me tell you.
Here we go.
I mean, there's a couple different types of fashionistas out there, okay? So it's kind of a broad category. You've got the scantily clad, okay?
What do you mean?
Scantily clad are the ones that you know. So we'll get to that in a second.
Yeah, it's like porno.
Yeah. It's like it's right before when they have
like
their clothes
right
on.
Before porno.
Right before things happen.
That's happening there, though.
Where the Chad comes in.
Bro.
The Chad comes
Chad
in.
Chad swoops, he goes... Hey, my dad owns a shipping
I didn't think we
company.
Were going to be able to connect those two, and I'm so glad that we did. Such a smooth transition. And then the
facts.
Chad comes in.
But it's facts.
Yeah. With that, we've got the Kentucky... The
Kentucky...
Jesus Christ.
Sponsored by Donald Duck.
The Kentucky Derby, okay? So, it's the bitches with the big hats. Let's be honest
Bazing.
About it. Yeah, it's like, you got a big hat, you got cool style, like, maybe you got cool hair. Who
you got
knows?
Big tits.
Yeah.
Let's just be honest what you're saying. Like, that's really
well, normally the Kentucky Derby, you're rich. And then we've got the golf look, which is like the girls that, like, you know they play golf, but they want to look cute, but they also want to be, like, respectful for the
Correct.
Sport, right? And then we got the chill look, which is like, they look fucking cool. These girls are wearing Jordans. They've got like dope style. Like
maybe
that,
a butt cheek showing, but
maybe
not
a
crazy.
Butt cheek.
Not crazy.
Can you think of any other categories? I put an ETC on here.
Well, the only other category is naked, and
that only happens sometimes.
But I will tell you, there are women that I see walk around this golf tournament that are very close to that.
I'm so glad that you said that. So I have a story.
There are.
And this story goes
back.
And
it's hard to believe. It's like, where's the cops?
I thought I was the only one that have ever witnessed this.
Yes.
So when I went back in college, which we're going back. Fuck.
Where's college?
Grand Canyon University.
Oh, GCU?
Yeah,
oh,
good old GCU.
GCU, yep. Baby.
Woo!
Alma mater.
With that, I go to a golf tournament with a bunch of guys. And, you know, sometimes you can get away from the group at times.
Sure.
Like, go into the restroom, and then you're so drunk you don't realize where you're at.
Where are
And
we?
Then there's a million people, and you're like, hang on a second. My friends were right here a second ago, and yet they're just, like, 50 yards to the left, but you never turn left. So all of a sudden, I'm looking at this hill.
Yeah.
And one of the best things ever, folks, is that we have a thing called Dormant Bermuda, okay?
Oh, God.
Dormant Bermuda is what you see as, like, the brown kind of tan-looking grass.
The
you got all
grass.
The great green grass on the golf course.
This is the shit.
But some of these hills, they and I will give them credit. They started to realize this was a real thing when the caddies started telling them about it, and they started growing actual, like, they started overseeding the hills.
That's so funny.
But the Dormant Bermuda, because it's dead grass, and these hills, they have slopes. These are like 45-degree slopes.
Yeah.
And there was a real thing to where a girl, I saw a group, there was three of them. Two of them must have been athletes, one of them not. So... One of them, all of a sudden, they all were wearing stilettos, and they had these like summer dresses on when it was way too cold for that. All of a sudden, you see the two kind of stumble, but the one went full down. That dress went over her head, and I swear to God, I will put my hand on a Bible and swear to it, there was nothing underneath.
No.
I mean, it was full bare. Titties there, and it was like, I mean, as a college guy and looking for your friends, moral of the story, I never looked to the left 50 yards to see where my friends were. I just sat there and watched in astonishment. And then the best part is that last year I asked Bobby, who's caddied there for 12 plus years, and I go, Bobby, have you ever seen such a thing? He goes, every fucking year.
Yeah, sure have.
He goes,
Yeah, sure have.
He's like,
I bet he did.
It's disappointing, though, that they're growing actual, like, they're overseeding, so this doesn't happen.
Right.
So, I mean, feel free to share.
Man, like, look, this tournament, if you haven't been here, you will see sights and sounds that you can't readily correlate to a golf tournament. We're beyond golf at this point. This is just, if there was a people watching event that you need to be at, fuck the golf. This is it.
This is it.
You will see some of the craziest shit you've ever seen in your life happen at this tournament.
And it is beautiful. It's like art.
We love it.
I go every year.
We love it.
I can't stop.
Why would you?
It's like an addiction.
Yeah. So.
One of my favorite tournaments. You want to go.
These guys are being a little over the top.
No.
This sounds crazy.
No.
No, we're not.
Not a chance.
No, we're not. If you fly out here.
Yep.
If you make the trek.
100%.
And you show up. And even if you buy GA tickets, which is for
Saturday
press,
sold out.
That means that there are so many fucking drunk people.
People are going to die.
Somebody might die this year. It hasn't happened yet. Or they covered it up. Anyways, moving along.
So it's a fashion show. So here's the thing. If you like fashion, you got to show up in like a legit outfit, mm-hmm, okay? Mm-hmm. Was that it?
I like that.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
So, hey.
Cheers. And Bob Bunt.
You have a drink. Goddamn right, folks. And by the way, this ends Pull Hook Golf, the podcast.
And that is it, folks.
Peace out.